We heard the news late yesterday afternoon of a 16-year-old boy attacked by a wolf at a campground on Lake Winnebogoshish in north central Minnesota. And this morning, we've been able to hear from Captain Tom Provost, who is the regional manager with the DNR in the northeastern section of Minnesota. And now we have a little extended time with him this morning on the Jack and Sandy Show. Captain Provost, good morning.
Good morning, Sandy.
When did you get the call?
Oh, it first came in midday on Saturday. The actual bite occurred in the early morning hours of Saturday morning, around 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the morning. The family responsible for the young man got him buttoned up a little bit for some basic first aid and then gave him a private ride over to the Bemidji Hospital. So we did not hear about it until daylight hours of Saturday.
Can you describe the setting in which this 16-year-old boy was camping?
Well, the West Winnie Campground, which is a campground administered by the Federal Forest Service on the west shores of Lake Winnebogoshish, it's a fairly remote-type campground. It's one where you'd put small campers or tents on sites, and this young man was just outside of his tent with a companion along the shores of the lake doing some visiting and just, quiet conversation when sometime around, like I said, 4 o'clock in the morning, out of nowhere, the first indication he had of there being an animal nearby is when it bit him in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm. He didn't hear a thing leading up to it.
Correct.
So, and I understood from the story that I heard this morning is that this could very well, is this the first injury or from an attack on a human by a wolf in Minnesota?
Correct. In our documented history, there are a few anecdotal stories out there of a scratch here and there and an incidental contact with wolves, but this is the first documented injury report that we've had from where a wolf came up and bit an individual in Minnesota. Hmm.
And we'll get to possible reasons for that in just a moment. But let me get back to this 16-year-old for just a minute. Do you know how long it took him to fight the wolf off once it sort of grabbed him by the head?
Well, it happened fairly quick. He was able to reach back and fight the jaws loose and react and fight back at him. But it definitely had a clamping bite onto his head that he had to force off. And then he quickly stood up and had to act aggressively towards the wolf in order for the wolf to then run off.
When you say aggressively, was he kicking, I would guess? And
correct,
just
kicking, hollering at it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly.
And the young woman that he was with, she actually was able to get to the pickup truck, wasn't she?
Right, yep. And, just keep in mind, it was a very startling incident. And I think it happened fairly quickly, but, he was able to stand his ground and kind of move at the wolf that stood there and growled at him for a short period of time before it ran off.
Wow. Has Hollywood been in touch for the movie of the week yet? Because this is pretty dramatic, isn't it, Captain?
Absolutely right.
Wow.
And, it's my understanding he's utilized Facebook, and he'll probably be the hit of the return to school.
I bet he will. And do you know what shape he's in now?
I believe he's recovering nicely from it. I don't want to speak for him, but I do understand that he is going through some type of preventive rabies treatment.
This is Captain Tom Provost, regional manager with the DNR Northeastern Minnesota on the wolf attack. So let's talk about the wolf for a moment. What would make a wolf like this attack a human?
Well, and keep in mind, we have not been able to 100% confirm that we've captured and killed the suspect animal. We're working under the assumption that this was the only wolf around, and the gentleman did not know for sure it was a wolf. He knew it was a large canine-type animal. But, we do have in the works, the wolf was taken down to the University of Minnesota Vet Lab for mm-hmm. a necropsy. And so there are some workups that are going to be done with the animal to try to confirm that. And then we've also made arrangements for trying to locate any type of DNA that was transferred from the wolf through saliva or something onto the young man's clothing. So we are not 100% sure that we have the offending animal, but we're going to right now work under that assumption.
And if working under that assumption, this wolf had a couple of issues with its jaw and with a tooth. Could that
right.
have been what maybe provoked it?
Yeah, you know, keep in mind that for a member of a wolf pack to be active with the pack, they have to be a contributing member for capturing and killing prey and other things. And the way that this animal had a malformed jaw, it was definitely a physical abnormality where the jaw did not line up, and he was missing from birth, according to our veterinarian, one of his primary canine teeth. And so, yeah, it's likely that this animal had to adapt to becoming some type of an opportunistic feeder, meaning he would go find otherwise dead animals. It may be the reason he was hanging around a campground is that he habituated and learned to run in at night and steal a free meal here and there from unsuspecting campers.
So he may have saw a prey that was smaller and something that he could possibly get.
Yes, absolutely. In my mind, I do not envision this wolf running up and biting this young man, thinking that he was going to stand up and be a 5 or 6 foot tall presence in front of him. I think he, you know, as it turns out, the animal had fish remains and bones in his stomach, which I assume was a dead fish that floated up on shore. And it could be that he has patrolled shorelines looking for other easy meals. And when this prey stood up and fought back, I'm quite certain the wolf was surprised as well.
Wow. Well, excuse me, and this is very interesting. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sandy's partner, Jack Sunday. As far as the rabies go, if this animal that was captured shows signs of rabies and we end up concluding it perhaps was the wolf, he really was acting differently than wolves do, unless they were in this circumstance where they were complete loners and just had to scavenge, right?
Absolutely. This is not normal wolf behavior by any means.
Except that it was nocturnal, nighttime, like they like to hunt and move about. But
correct.
I just don't see him behaving that way. I don't know of him behaving that way.
Right. You and I both, Jack.
Yeah. Sneaking up on people and attacking them.
Oh. It's sort of like one year there was one shark attack, and I know there's been more this year, but one shark attack, and I think all 24 hours news networks went 24/7 on shark attack coverage for that whole week. And so what you're saying too is that don't be afraid of the wolves when you're out camping in Minnesota, and especially in north central Minnesota, but be aware, I would guess. And
yeah, I mean, well, it's just like everything else. You need to be alert and be aware when you're in the outdoors in Minnesota, because we do have other types of dangers as well. And I'm not going to call wolves a danger, but you just need to be alert and be aware and be prepared. But, you know, there's very little you could do to be prepared for such a rare incident as this.
Yeah, my big fear was when Joel Heitkamp heard about it, that he would call for a wolf eradication program.
Captain Tom,
I'm glad that kid's doing well, though. That's really great.
That's important.
Tough kid.
Captain Tom Provost, Regional Manager, DNR, Northeastern Minnesota on the wolf attack. Thank you, Captain. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.